Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, folks. So I'm Barbara, and I'm really excited to see you guys all here today. And I am really excited, a little nervous, a little involved. Today, I want to really spend some time talking about presence, and particularly one aspect or element of how to achieve presence. I mean, you know, it's like this super buzzword, right? We all want to be present. We all want to have this like presence. And today in my conversations with people, what I understand about presence is really that we cannot, or let's say it differently. Presence for me is about accepting and being a part of and connected with what is. We are educated out of that, in my opinion. Okay. And so that's what this conversation is going to be about. I'm going to be running through it's a tight timeline. And anyone who knows me, I can talk for hours. So I'm going to just keep it short. But first, I want to really thank the Embodiment Conference for this amazing offering of fun. Wow, it's so important. And so please share this with people. And my vision of the world is that we remember, literally remember and connect to what it means to be alive. And frankly, without a body, we're not alive. So let's definitely share that with all the people that you know. And I just wanted to thank all the presenters and all of you who showed up for me today. I'm really excited. And so we're going to get started. Just so you know, for some reason it said that this was going to be no movement, which it's not true. So if you guys can move, if you have a little bit of space around you, we're going to do definitely a little bit of movement. We're going to play around with some fun experiential, look, I can talk about this, but presence is a bodily state, okay? What I teach at Life Artists is really, we're talking about achieving focus, flow, discipline, presence, which is my conversation today, but we're talking about it as an idea. And what I've been fascinated with and really looking into for most of what I've been doing is why is it that we have we all know what to do. We all have great ideas. We all understand things very clearly. Why isn't that showing up in our experience? You know, how many of us understand that we say, I want to do this or that, and we end up doing something else day in and day out and day in and out? You know, and for me, as a creator, as teaching about creativity, and I'm not just talking about art, I'm talking about really creating your experience in life. I started really understanding that states of being, like focus, like presence, like intensity, like, yeah, all the things that we say we want, quiet, excitement, love, connection, these are fundamentally physical states. And what I like to say is if we can join our idea world, which is the world of our beautiful mind, and reconnect it with our experiential, which is the body, which is saying, if I can take my idea and put it into my actions. I mean, how many of you guys have trouble putting your ideas into action? I mean, it's like, hello. And so this is the realm that I'm excited about, what I'm teaching about. And I will say very, very effectively, it's kind of like reverse hacking mindfulness. You know, it's like, how do we do mindfulness, but from the body? And how do we achieve states of being like focus, like intensity, like presence? Yeah. And my answer is through becoming embodied. Those are physical states that if you learn how to create them, you also can do them by choice. And that's pretty exciting. So the aim of this lecture today is really to give you an embodied perspective about what is presence. I'm in the process of writing a book about this, which I'm really excited about, because I find it is one of the key elements of our experience as humans on this earth and our wish and desire as humans, yeah, to experience what is. Okay, presence for me is about agreeing to what is happening right now, right? Like right now, we're listening, it's raining outside, I'm excited, my body is full of energy. And when I am experiencing my body, experiencing this now state, right? The power of now. The power of now doesn't happen in our mind. I mean, very seriously, our mind is in the past, right? And planning for the future. I mean, the realm of the mind, that's its beautiful job. Its job is to look into the past and go, holy crap, you know, all this stuff happened, and oh, and then to take all that and throw our attention into the future in either fight or flight or protection or planning or dreaming, right? These things miss the possibility then of embodying and taking action on the past and the future in the now. And the now state our bodies are always in. Okay, our body is living 100% of the time in the now. I call it the Holy Trinity. You know, it's like past, future, but without the now, our actions don't happen. Why? They remain ideas. They remain in the past and future or out of time. Okay. When we come back into the body, this is the state or this is the place of action taking. This is the place of experiencing. This is the place where we express that idea, that wish, that plan. Right? I'm talking to you right now because I'm expressing to you, I'm having an experience right now with you of that idea, this plan for my talk today. Okay, so presence fundamentally for the body, I want to give you in this experience together today, an experience of what presence feels like for the body. Okay, we can talk about it and we can say, yeah, you know, presence, and that's great. But I also want to give you a very experiential, embodied action taking moment around presence. Now, excuse me. So how do we create presence? First thing that a body, I will say, needs, and contrary to what I think we have been perpetually trained out of, okay, is we need intensity. Now, we have all kinds of ideas about intensity, no? Especially in our modern life. And intensity has been, for most of us, showing up as stress. as rushing, as like anxiety, as sitting on the couch watching very intense action movies, right? And why do we do that? Why do we binge out sitting on the couch watching Netflix, like, you know, super intense and scary and intensely painful or exciting movies? Because our body, I believe, absolutely needs intensity. It needs challenge. It needs variety of experiences, emotions, of situations. It needs that reflection of reality that isn't static. It isn't like we've been conditioned, okay? Now, I maintain that we cannot achieve presence or experience presence without intensity. I mean, think about it, guys. What gets your attention, you know, right? What gets you to go, "Woo, I'm here right now, woo," yeah? Something that's intense. And at the same time, what we in our cultures today consider intense have a lot to do with an idea or experiencing intensity from our minds. Worry, anxiety, talking to ourselves about, you know, all our terrible self-images and stuff like that. Hold on. And that was my alarm saying that I have this conversation. That was little intensity. So when I'm talking about intensity, or when the body is experiencing and talking about intensity, intensity for the body is a physical experience that is very much, I maintain, it requires or asks for a few things, okay? Fundamentally, primarily, it asks us to involve ourselves with energy. And I'm not talking about spiri-spiri, like lati-fati, nah, in the air. I'm talking about physical energy, breath, movement, heart pumping. It asks us to get our bodies awake and alive. Now, if you think about it, most of us spent 18 years sitting at school. I mean, I was told I was ADHD, whatever the hell that means, you know, attention deficit disorder, right? Why? Because I had a ton of energy, a ton, and I needed to move. My thinking and my spatial capacities, and I maintain for most of us, we need energy. We need physical energy. It allows us to take all that sensation around us and put it into our actions and into our ability to synthesize what's going on. All right, so fundamental energy. The second thing that presence requires and involves in intensity is, like I've been talking about in this, is really intensity. And for me, intensity, guys, is not, yeah, okay, it can be. I mean, you know, that's mostly what we think of as intensity, right? But if you think about it, what are the moments in your life that have really called you into presence, into, there are moments where we feel deeply. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm like, I'm not really feeling. I'm kind of tripping out on my own trip, okay? So one of the things that I want to talk about with intensity today is what I call passive energy, right? Or having a lot of energy in the body and being able to relax with it. Or agreeing to and accepting what's happening right now, whatever that is. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's challenging, okay? I mean, we're sitting here in the middle of COVID times, and I don't want to accept what is. I don't know about you, but I'm having a challenge with that, okay? At the same time, the intensity of what's happening around us is happening. I mean, no matter what I talk about it and say, no, it shouldn't be happening like this, and no, I don't want it like this, and no, it is happening. My life and the life around me and the experiences that I'm engaged with, it is happening. And presence, and particularly the presence of accepting what is, okay? Or I would say agreeing to feel it, agreeing to experience it. This, and fundamentally this, is about the most intense thing that we can go through. Now, there's a few things about intensity that we, in our day and age, in our culture, perpetually do, which doesn't line up with what our body needs. All right. What we try and do, I call it, you know, I hope I don't offend anyone. It's not meant to be that way, but I think we were raised in a very fascist manner. What do I mean by that? I mean that there's a right way and a wrong way. There's a good way. And if I'm doing the good way, then you're doing the bad way. And when we start to get into this dynamic, right? When we start to look into that way of perceiving reality, we're perceiving it from our mind instead of agreeing to experience it from what's happening in our body. Now, in my mind, this is what creates trauma. Trauma, as a very simple definition, is separation. And I would say separation from the experience of what is. And we separate from our experience of what is through talking about it. There's a right way, a wrong way. It shouldn't be like this. It should be like this. This is good. This is bad. And then we're lost in space. But our body always, continuously, is experiencing what's happening. It's interfacing with what's going on in our experience 100% all of the time. Now, my question is, what would be possible and what would happen if we were able to train to tune into that experience and to train to not only tune into it, but to purposely cultivate the states that we want? Yeah, purposely cultivate presence. How do you do that? And this is what's fascinating to me. This is what I explore. We are obsessed with what we're not doing correctly, what we're not doing well, but we rarely spend very much time obsessing about the experiences that we want and how to do them in our physicality. Okay, where to tune our attention and how to create that experience in my body. And that's what I'm working at with Life Artists. All right. And the third thing about intensity is passivity. All right, if we're talking about agreeing to what is, I also have to agree that I don't know shit. I have no idea, zero idea, okay? When I'm experiencing the present moment, I don't have anything to say about it. My mind has plenty to say about it, and that's okay. But bodies are experiencing that, no? And frankly, if we're humble about who we are, and I'm not talking about in a good way, bad way, but if we just perceive the reality of what is, no? We're very, very small little creatures who have no idea what's about to happen next, okay? States of passivity are fundamentally intense. What does that mean? It means that I'm not talking about what's happening. I'm feeling what's happening. I'm breathing with what's happening. There's no judgment, good or bad, about what's happening. Now think about how this sounds really nice and good, right? But what about if it's super painful, what's happening? Or what about if it's frightening what's happening? Or what about if it's super exciting, like super exciting, I'm massively in love, and then I go to meet my lover and I'm like, why? Because it's just intense, right? And all of us know that experience of meeting intensity and somehow we're not there anymore. And we go, God, you know? Okay? In order for that intensity to be there, it's about agreeing to relax in our body. Again, that sounds super nice and easy and yay, we all know we should relax. But relaxation doesn't mean sitting on the couch. It also doesn't mean, okay? It means having a ton of energy and being able to physically relax muscles, joints, bones, okay? And allow movement. And secondly, it means to be able to shift my attention to the present moment, to what I'm experiencing as a physical body. Okay? So, how you guys doing? That was my little theory part of this thing. And we're gonna move into an experiential part of this, okay? Just to recap, bodies are always present. Bodies are always in the now. You are the power of now, not because you're thinking about the power of now, but because you're experiencing what's happening in your body. You're experiencing this. Okay. Secondly, you are the power of now, you're present by agreeing to the intensity of what is happening in you and around you. Okay. And thirdly, by agreeing to the being passive with the experiences that you're having, the emotions particularly that you're having. All right. We like to separate ourselves from that by saying that shouldn't be happening, right? I don't like COVID. It shouldn't be here. Well, you know, it is. So how do I experience how I am with this experience that's happening around me and in me? All right, so we're gonna do some physical exercises and some experiential practices, I would say. And I'm excited to give you an opportunity to feel what embodied presence and intensity is about, okay? When we start these practices, one thing that I want to ask or invite you is a lot of us, and I mean this with all my love and respect, okay? But I'm a bit of a different person when I'm working with trauma, okay? A lot of us, when we're talking about trauma, say we should, you know, just be really gentle and just, you know, oh, just be really soft, soft, soft. Beautiful. Wonderful. I agree. And this is a talk about intensity. Now, trauma is about separation, and I'm really interested in you agreeing to feel and to express in your body what is happening for you. You'll be okay. I truly, fundamentally trust the power of your body and the power of your being, okay? The one thing that I invite you to do is to not add anything extra. Now, what do I mean by that? We like to add all kinds of intensity, right? Right. This has very little to do with the intensity that we're going to practice today. Okay. So what I would like to invite you to do is if you start to notice that you're doing what you always do around your trauma, around your sadness, around your fears, around your excitements and pleasures, I invite you to take a few breaths and just relax in your physical body. And see if you can have a new experience. Just see if you can regulate within the experience that your body's having. That might be shaking, it might be trembling, it might be laughter, it might be crying, it might be sighing, it might be, give yourself the opportunity to relax with that experience and trust that your agreeing to the is doesn't need you to add anything extra. There's nobody watching you. So you'll be able to just not need to do anything extra around showing your experience. Okay, we're so taught to, I don't know, to show a lot. And what I'm really wanting us to have the experience and opportunity today is to not show, but instead to be. Okay, trust yourself, trust your body. It's going to be fun and interesting, and allow yourself to have whatever it is. Just relax into that and let's get started. So what I would recommend is, if you can, okay, take off your shoes and your socks, or yeah, just something that you're not going to slip on the floor, and just give yourself a little bit of space. Yeah. For those of you who want to remain seating, you're fine. You're just going to miss out on this experience. We're not going to do anything totally crazy, but it's definitely going to be something new and interesting. So as embodied people, I invite you to bring your body into this. Okay. So go ahead and stand on your feet. Give yourself kind of a body width stance with your feet on the ground. And just close your eyes for a minute and take a few deep breaths. Allow sound if you need it. But again, notice, what do I really need to do and what is extra? Okay. Now I want you to just start shaking your body. Let your body move however you want. Let it shake. Open your mouth, breathe. And don't worry about how to shake, the right way to shake. Instead, just feel these movements. And relax and just breathe. Now, every time we move through a little movement, we're going to relax, stop, and you're going to tune into the experience and relax your joints. We're building this intensity and we're also building this presence. Okay, next thing. I want you to take your legs. You can't see mine, but I want you to keep your feet on the floor and I want you to run as if in place, okay? Feet on the floor and run. And just build it. For some of you, this might feel strange. It is. Again, notice if your mind is saying, well, instead, just run, 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 run. Keep going and breathe a lot. Remember, we're raising up energy. Let this lower body shake. Let your knees move. Remember, our bodies love intensity. They love a challenge. So feel the burn in your legs. Feel if they get tired and breathe. And then relax. Take a breath. And just feel. Notice there's a very gentle movement, warmth, heat. Okay, now we're going to bring our hands and we're just going to bend your knees and just let your shoulders. Excellent, guys. we have joints, the connective tissue in our body. And see, can you relax them? Can you let your hips and your low back relax? Can you let your neck relax? Notice, where is it that you're making that extra effort? How you think you should do this exercise in a curry? What if there was no should? And then the other way. Let your arms. And again, relax. Let your joints be soft. And breathe. Excellent. Notice how we're much warmer. Okay, now I want you to go ahead and find a seat. Those of you who are still sitting. Now we're going to start building intensity. We've got a bit of energy in our bodies, okay? In my trainings, most of you who know my trainings, we do a lot more to raise up that energy. But we have about enough energy right now moving through us. All right. Now, one of the things about intensity and about presence is we tend to resist intensity. We tend to push it away. Okay. What we're going to do right now is we're going to actively start to build intensity by doing a movement of resistance, okay? I want you to bring your hands to the front of your chest. See if you can relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your feet on the ground. Relax down into your sits bones. And I want you to start to build pressure between your hands. It means literally start to push against your own hands. And feel this experience. Build that pressure more and more and more and more. You're going to get hot. Relax your jaw. Agree to take a nice big breath and push, 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 guys. Want and invite this intensity. Feel it's a challenge. Push, 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 push. Feel the heat rising up. And see if while you're doing this motion here, if you can relax in all the places in your body. Push, bring your intensity to these palms and push. And then relax your ass. Relax your feet and keep pushing, guys. Come on, breathe, open your mouths. It's a challenge, breathe. Relax your neck. Remember those extras I was talking about? It's called contraction. Bring your intensity to where you want it to be, the palms, and push. Have the presence of this moment, not what you think you should be, not how it should be, whether it's good or bad, but push and feel the intensity building in your arms. Notice if there starts to be pain. One of our favorite things to go away from. Feel the pain, guys. Feel its intensity in your muscles. Feel if you start to feel shaky. And feel that shakiness. Relax your vagina, your asshole. Relax your chest and your mouth and keep pushing. One more minute, guys. I know, a minute. Holy crap, come on. Keep going. Push. Relax into the sensation. Feel your feet. Feel your shoulders and your neck, your chest, and relax them. Woo, 30 seconds, guys, keep going. You say you want things, bring your intensity. Keep going, and I'm gonna say, when we let go, I want you to and feel what's happening while breathing deeply. And now relax your arms. And I invite you to drop into passivity right now. Keep the energy level high by breathing, by relaxing, and by feeling your body. Can you relax in your spine? Can you notice what sensations are happening? Is there tingling? Is there heat or cold? Is there emotion? Is there shivering? Relax with this. Wonderful. Now I'm going to invite you again to stand up. And we're going to move into an exercise which is, again, deepening the sensation of presence, deepening the intensity of particularly the unknown. Now, as children, we did these kind of games all the time. Okay, so go ahead and stand up. And what we're going to do is we're going to stand on one foot. We're going to start with the right, and we're just going to lift up the leg, the left leg, and just rest it quietly next to your ankle. And just feel the ground going down through this one anchoring. And relax. Notice this and start to notice where in your body am I holding effort, and see if you can relax. Is it your low back? Is it your chest? Is it your diaphragm or your neck? And again, relax and feel the ground. Now, most of us, I think, are saying, well, you know, this is kind of easy, right? It's no big deal. But feel the leg and feel how it starts to become challenging, and embrace that challenge. There's no right way. And notice this is like our lives, guys, right? Feel the uncertainty. And now I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Keep standing and close your eyes. And allow yourself to be off balance. Allow yourself to feel that you don't have everything under control. Allow yourself to feel the excitement and the pleasure. Allow yourself to bounce, to not do it well, to allow yourself to feel the ankle starting to be intense. And breathe and balance and move. And play with this, guys. Play with the sensation of not knowing, of not being in control, of feeling the truth of our is state. We're balancing, we're dancing, we're playing. Oh, and now stop, put your foot down. Oh, and feel the wave of intensity. Oh, and relax your joints. Ooh. feel that burst of excitement, that burst of discomfort, that burst of pleasure, fun, and relax with it. And now feel the difference between your right leg and your left leg, the right side and your left side. Notice how alive the right side is. And for a minute, don't have an idea of what that means. Just feel the experience. And now stand again, but now on the left side. And just breathe. And again, I invite you to notice your joints. Notice your frame, the shape of your body, the way that we express and experience our life. Feel your anchor to the ground through that one foot, and relax and breathe. Feel one of these sides usually is a bit as if weaker. And feel the intensity of feeling into that leg. My leg immediately starts to ache a bit. And if I were going to be in my mind, I would say, oh, it shouldn't be like that. Now close your eyes and ride what's happening. Ride the sensation, the shaking, the not knowing, the possible fear or possible excitement or possible fun, the possible joy of movement. Relax your joints and don't be perfect. Feel the possible pain. And allow your body to feel the intensity of what you need to do in order to manage and be with what's happening. If I wasn't trying to control it and make it correct and do it right, how would I move? How would I dance? How would I embrace this moment of intensity, even if it's not perfect? Even if it hurts. And now relax. Try and relax your ankles. Mine feel cool right now and kind of icy. Relax your knees. Take a big breath. And experience. And now you can sit back down. And with all this energy and attention, I'm going to lead you through an exercise. And I want you to just close your eyes and relax your body. And I want you to think of a situation, an experience, an emotion in your life right now that feels intense, and that's frightening or exciting, one that's maybe painful, an experience of pleasure, curiosity, anything that feels particularly intense. For me right now, the intensity of presenting, the intensity of our lives right now during this time of disembodiment on some level, of quarantine, And I want you to just agree to feel what is right now in your experience. I want you to tune into your body, and I want you to notice, is there any particular place in your body that feels contracted or dis-ease? Is there a place that feels tense with this intensity in this moment? And I invite you for a minute to intensify that contraction. For me, for example, my chest feels tight when I think about these times. And I want you to purposely tighten your chest more. Purposely tighten your belly more. Purposely stretch your spine more. Whatever your body is doing as a response to intensity, I want you to do it purposely more. Intensify. Now, notice how you shape your experience right now, guys. Your body is in the now, and you might be thinking of an idea of intensity, but notice, what are you doing in your actions? What are you expressing in your body? And feel that. And while you're doing that expression, notice, is that the expression that you wish to be giving the world? Is that the experience that is matching the idea of who you want to be and how you want to live? For me, holding my chest like this makes me sad. I feel anxious. And I'm super excited presenting. How can I suddenly feel sad and anxious? Why? Because I'm doing the actions in my body that are different than the idea of my mind. And I invite you to relax now. And again, drop into your body, breathe, relax. And notice, Now, guys, we are literally shapeshifters, okay? My shamanic studies, you know, a shapeshifter is what we do. We take our ideas and our dreams and we mold them and form them into our expression of our reality, and far more powerful, as you just felt, we create then that experience. We create literally our reality by what we're doing in our embodiment. And if you're trying to match your ideas with an experience in reality, guys, you gotta train how to create that experience in your body. Now, when those things match up, that's what presence is. My mind's idea and my body's expression are in one beautiful shape, one beautiful form. And that's what flow is about. And that's what I'm interested in. So I'm very curious how you guys feel and what it is that you're experiencing. Thank you so much for being with me. And I think we're going to go to our hosts.
So we've just got literally a couple of minutes left, but that was an amazing experience, Barbara. Thank you. I personally loved that. Mm-hmm. I think there's a question here. So somebody has asked, so since this is in the martial arts channel, I was wondering if you practice anywhere you learned these amazing exercises for presence. So where do you practice those?
I practice them all the time in just reality. Of course, I also give classes and I also have workshops, and I'm in Berlin, but I'm also doing online courses. For all of you guys who are joining and are interested in my work, I have an online course called Creative Drive. It's a 33-day incredible option. And we do these exercises as part of a huge, wonderful journey on teaching you how to embody the states that you actually want. Okay, I'm offering everyone who's here and throughout this embodiment course 25% off the drive. You can find the links in my bio, in my profile. And so that's where I can say, if you're not in Berlin, you can definitely practice through that course. Or I also have a YouTube channel, but I practice just by noticing my physicality.
We have someone else here who's talking about how they've spent 20 years practicing embodiment and are just getting to the root of it. They're interested in having a private session with you, Barbara. Happily. So again, I'm assuming that's through your website. Happily. They can make contact.
Happily. I am, of course, Zoom is the new in. And also, I mean, it's pretty exciting because, you know, I always wondered how can I clone myself, you know? So here we go. We can be at all places at one time. So if you're interested in privates with me, either you are coming to Berlin or New York. I do work in both, and having what's called an intensive or Zoom call. So you can reach out to me. I think my contact info is in my bio, correct?
We've put all the links and things up on there on the chat so people can access that really easily.
Right. So definitely reach out to me. And if you can't find me for some reason, just barbinberlin@hotmail.com is my personal. So pretty easy.
I've got one last question, which is asking, how can this be practiced for actors? For the first time I've done it, and I'm feeling really open to try something on the stage. Great.
It's so awesome. Okay, you guys, I mean, so here's the thing. Basically, we are a set of walking characters. Okay. So, you know, in a very short time, because we have 1 minute, I guess, our persona or who we are is a habit of shapes and forms, which then create the way the energy flows through our body. Okay. So as an actor, right, or any performer or anyone, of those branches, it is awesome, because what I get you to learn and how to understand is how to allow fear and excitement or intensity, because the body doesn't know what fear is. It knows what intensity is. Fear is a story about intensity, okay? So I get you to understand and experience, how do I let intensity flow in my body? And, you know, seriously, what does that mean? Fun. Fun. It means being able to go out. Sarah, who's, you know, here, she's an actress. You know, it's like it allows you to go out and tap into the power of flow. Yeah, flow states, but not as an idea, but literally as a practice. So definitely. Creative Drive will teach you the beginnings of that, or privates with me, or my conscious creator training is also really, really good.
Amazing. Thank you, Barbara. Question. Thank you. I've just got a couple of things I want to run through for everybody. So just a reminder.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for being present. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you, Mark Walsh and the team. Fucking awesome. Oh, sorry.
So I'm going to come back to you in a moment, Barbara, for the last word. But I just need to remind everybody about the Facebook groups. There's one for the Martial and Healing Arts, so you can continue your conversation about this. Also the one for the Embodiment Conference. You can join the coffee break meetings. We encourage you to do that, to network, to chat to other people about all the amazing learning that's happening. If you'd like to take your time over the next few months to digest the extraordinary depth of content that's coming up in the conference, then you can purchase the entire embodiment library, and there's some details in the chat there about It's half price for a very short while longer, another day or so. It's a great opportunity to grab it whilst the conference is still going on. If you're a bit strapped for cash and that's still too much, you can do a donation. And there's details there about donating to some specific charities that the conference is supporting. So that's another way to get hold of the entire library. Just reminding you as to what's coming up in this channel later. So we have at 8 o'clock, Surviving Death by Following Intuition with Lizzie Wright. Wow. And at 10 o'clock, we have Wisdom Healing, Qigong for Health and Happiness with Ming Tong Gu. And actually coming up at 6 o'clock, there's a talk on embodied presence with John Kabat-Zinn. So that's in the keynote channel. And obviously there's 10 channels of content still coming up until the end of the day on Sunday. So there's loads more stuff for you to benefit from. I would like to thank our sponsor for this channel again, Rafe Kelly, and also to thank Caroline for doing the tech hosting for this, which without which we would be really stuck. So really appreciate all your help with that. And then I'd just like to come back to you, Barbara, for the final word. We're collecting top tips from all of our speakers as to how to remain embodied. What would you like to share with us?
You told me you weren't going to surprise me, but I totally forgot. embodied. The biggest thing that I would say is allow intensity into your life. And intensity is not what you think it is. Intensity is a physical experience. And so tune into just what's happening. Without an idea about what it should be, what it shouldn't be. But give yourself the intensity of just saying, okay, this is what's going on, feel into your body. And life is about presence and intensity, in my opinion. So agree to that. Thank you, everyone.